Thai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Jan Daniel Ace. He's a sleep health therapist. And I wanted to talk about something I mentioned earlier, that Discovery has launched this Aura ring, which I was actually quite keen on. Until now, I know that it's going to be linked to Vitality and people are going to be tracking my sleep. It's bad enough. I have a wife saying, Howard, get off your phone and go to sleep, or put your book down and go to sleep. I get it. It's something that I live with now. I just don't need my insurance company also telling me that I need to put my book down and go to sleep, especially because I get up so early. So let's just talk about that. Jan, thank you for joining us. Oh, I see there was some feedback on the line. We're just sorting that out. But what do you think? Should insurers be tracking our night's sleep? And would you do that for a ring that should cost around about 7,000 Rand? Jan, are you there? Can you hear us? Nope, apparently he is not. So give me your thoughts on that. 0618951019. So apparently you have to, if you want to sign up for this, you've got to hit your weekly sleep goals. But penalties only kick in from the 1st of April 2026, April Fool's Day. So it does sound about right. So yeah, you see, my problem is I just hate being told what to do, and therefore it just doesn't really work for me. And but I would love to hear from you. 0618951019. Just taking a look at some of your messages. Your CV says, why not go with three ways on the Nobel Pieces Prize to Greta the Doom Goblin, Mandela the Hypocrite, Mandela, and posthumously to Joseph Stalin, all worthy winners of the Pieces Prize. I'm sure that you would agree. Mavis says, sadly, the Nobel Peace Prize has lost its value. Two examples of the winners are Yasser Arafat and Obama. That is Mavis's view on that. All right, I believe that we do have Jan back with us. Jan, just checking that you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. All right, so let's just talk about this notion or this idea of getting this ring but linking it to your insurance. I feel myself rebelling. I want to go and take up I want to take up smoking, because it really feels a little step too far. Give me your thoughts.
I thought about this when Sina asked me to do this interview. I thought about this deep and hard, and one thing that is clear, one good thing about this is at last, something that we fought for decades is that medical aides see the importance of sleep in overall healthcare. In that article, for instance, it says that the Discovery realized there's a 24% reduction in mortality if you sleep well. If your sleep is healthy, there's a 24% reduction in mortality. And that article also says that Discovery experiences 7% drop in hospital costs if your sleep is healthy. So from that point of view, it's good. There is, however, a few concerns that I have, and that's obviously price and how people will be penalized. Equity, house equity issues, because older people usually sleep less.
Right.
Will they be penalized for that?
But should that be linked? I mean, as a sleep therapist, arrange.
Sorry, I would.
No, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, the other positive thing about this, if Discovery is able to do this, it can individualize healthcare. In other words, for let's say, for instance, with someone with hypertension or any other chronic illness, if there's a sleep-related health problem, they can intervene and treat that patient with sleep health issues as well. You know, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Mm. It will promote individual human healthcare.
Right.
So the people is not treated under umbrella of condition. We always talk about in my clinic. We always talk about treat the patient, not the numbers.
Right.
So from that point of view, it's also good. But what happens? How will discovery penalize people if they are going to penalize people? If you have for instance, a back injury, and now all of a sudden you struggle to sleep because of pain, will they penalize for that sleep? What will they do if a patient has an illness and they struggle to sleep temporarily? Will they also penalize that, and how? How will they penalize that? So that's where the equity issue comes in. And then, very importantly, who owns that data? You know, who is Discovery owning
right,
that data?
Right.
Is the wearer using that data? So this is all new. This is all new. And the good thing is, if you look at healthcare health, we always talk about healthcare in a triangle, you know, eat healthy, exercise, and sleep healthy.
Right.
And from that point of view, it's a good thing. It can give us bigger insight on the importance of sleep. And we cannot deny how important sleep is. And from a clinician, from my point of view as a therapist,
right,
it will help me to work on people's sleeping problems. You know, in terms of if I'm looking for data and stuff like that, we can have that data. This Oura Ring is not a diagnostic device. It's important to understand that. It will just give us an idea of a person's sleep health and if we can help and how we can help.
Mm.
But it will not help us. You know, you still need the polysomnograms and interviews and questionnaires,
right,
and stuff like that.
Right.
And blood tests for
What about the concern of pathologizing, I think that's the right word, lack of sleep? You know, we live in, we're so anxious. Everything is taken to the extreme. We're diagnosing ourselves all the time with conditions we probably don't have. Now I have a bad week, or I'm stressed about something, or I'm really, really just busy. I don't get a lot of sleep. And suddenly my anxiety goes through the roof because maybe I've... surely that's so counter to even the possibility of getting a good night's sleep.
Well, you know, that's something we see in practice as well, is people are depending too much on their health watches and their rings and stuff that they wear, that they're over-dramatizing the issue, but you know, or their possible sleep problems. Here's the thing. We don't know how, you know, or the normal people, if they wear, we don't get taught how to sleep, you know, because it's such an relatively automatic process. If you know how sleep works, you know, you will know how to analyze your data and see it in a bigger picture. It is a problem. We don't know. And you must remember that there's not academic sleep training for doctors in South Africa. You know, there's very little sleep training or sleep health training, and that's an issue. Our sleep therapist, we also all had to get our training overseas. The point of the matter is, if people know how sleep works, and I hope Discovery will do something about that to teach people how sleep works, then they can, you know, analyze that data and not over traumatizing or pathologizing that, in your words.
Right.
The sleep issue is an important issue, and there's help out there, you know.
Absolutely.
There's help to treat all the sleep problems.
And
so overall, I think there's good and bad, and this is a good starting platform.
Right.
With the Oura Ring.
Right, because it does bring it into focus, and it does show that how important sleep is. So from that point of view, certainly it is of value.
Yes.
That is unfortunately where we leave it. Jan Daniel Ace, who's a sleep health therapist. Give me your thoughts, 061-895-1019. It's a simple yes or no. If you can get this ring Let's say at no cost. I don't really know what the deal is, but let's say you get this ring at no cost, but you have to sleep a certain amount in order to qualify for it. It's, I imagine, like it worked with the Apple Watch story, and but obviously the insurance companies gets your data. Would you sign up for it? Yes or no?